Let us start with yesterday learned the Gemara's that Samachalef Amid Beis. Let us go over again the Taisus. We had learned already the top Taisus, but maybe we'll get a little clearer now. We hear in the Mishnah, Mash'elas Isha Lechavata, B'seifa Meforish, D'tikno Mibnei Darkei Shalom. That means that Emes, and this is not a glata heter, to be marshal on Isha that's choshed ala shviyas, anofa v'kaboret. But since it's not peshas abeire, so they were mater al tzdar keshalem. The kosher la rabbeinu tam, v'tepek lei daha b'shori mishum de'ike lemitli b'tvue shel heter. That means all we are doing over here is an innocent pa'ula, we're lending a keli, which can be used for shviyas, can also be used for peire shalheta, tvur shalheta. So, since there's no hechech that will be used le'issa, so it should be mutter without a bazundere heter of darkei shalom. Where do we see this? Kida ashkechon b'mesecha shviyas pe'peire kei, Eshame holds one should not sell to someone a pora that's chayresh b'shviyis because you're being machshelim. He's getting a perish of chayresh b'shviyis. Beisilu matirim neshayochel leshachto. Who says that with this pora he's going to use it for Harisha? A pora is another shimush. A pora can be used to shecht also. So memele, so since it is not mevurer, that what I'm selling him will be used l'tzorech iser, so it's mutter. On a heter of darkei sholem. Oit nan hosam, elu kelim she'ein ha'umen rashoi lemoichon b'shviyis. Machrisha okli hoyl. These are kelim which are oimed lemleches isa, because these pulas are also b'shviyis. Zehaklal kol shemelachtei miyuchedes laveirom. If it's only miyuched for meleches aveira, also you're not allowed to sell it. Leisa uleheta. But if there are two shimushim, it can be used leisa, it can be used leheta. So it's muta. So Mamela, so we see that the whole Issa of giving over Kalim is only if I know klar that this Kalim will be used for Meleches Issa. But if there is a suffix what they'll be used for, there's no Issa whatsoever. And here we have to bend backwards. Mashelas, Isha, Lachavat, Achshuva, Shvis, Nofa, Vikavora, Verechaim, Vitana. Why? The Kulun Loyomu, El Mibnei Darkei Sholem. You need a heter of Darkei Sholem. That's why we matter. Vileka, Lemeima, Dohosam, Nami, Leishori, El Mibnei Darkei Sholem. So Taisu says, what's the problem? All there it says that it's mutter. The reason why it's mutter could be it's mutter because of darkei sholem. That means, for darkei sholem is also not a heter. Darkei sholem. And there's a suffix if it will be used, l'tzayrech isa, l'tzayrech heter, so then it's mutter. So be very good. So we need both timing. Our Mishnah mentions the time of Darkei Sholem. And there, and that Mishnah says that, but you need, Darkei Sholem alone is not a matter unless we have a tliya, maybe Bechlal, it won't be used for Issa. So Taisa says you can't say this. The b'mecha loyshayich darkei sholem. So Tosis wants to say the whole concept of darkei sholem is only when a favor is being asked. I'm asking Mashelas isha lechavot. I'm asking a favor to lend me a keli. So then, if it won't lend, this will bring about a pirud. this is a hepach of sholem. But by mechire, so there's no Indian of darkei sholem there. I don't want to sell it to him. Person wants to buy my pora. I don't want to sell it to him. So there's a kash, I don't want to sell it to you. I'm going to sell you my pora. I want to keep it for myself. I want to sell you my pora because the price you're offering is not worthwhile selling. So there's no problem of darkei sholem. So Tosfos says by mechire, there's no problem of darkei sholem. So kocher, this alone is a heter. So we're back to the kasha. Void another kasha. The kodayik per kama the meseches avodah zarah mino mi beisilu. We learn now from beisilu. The beisilu says you're allowed to sell in shviyis apora achayreshes. So learn now from beisilu. The shori limker pora loivet kechov. The aim of the shechita zav, maybe he won't use it to be makabla by the zav, he'll be used it for eating purposes. So again, we see over here that if there are sveikis, what he'll do with the pore, there's no issa whatsoever of being messiah evrei aveir. So what the Tosfos see more from over here than from the previous Raya? So Tosfos says, "Afilu shayich darkei sholem b'moichel Yisrael." Afilu, we will say that there is a concept of darkei sholem b'moichel Yisrael. Mishum denire kechoyshdoi k'shein eroitza limkeloi. Maybe Afilu will say that I was wrong before. That means could be the teretz I wanted to say is a good teretz. The b'emesim, you need two heterim. One heter you need, of darkei sholem, that's our mishnah. Another heter, we need a tliya, perhaps, b'chlal, a issa won't be done. And these two factors are the sibis heter. Tosfos said before, by mecher, Sepasna darkei sholem. So they says, afilu you'll be matre. We'll say by mecher, pas eiche darkei sholem. Why? Mishum denire ki chosh doi kshene roitze limkeloi. That means, that he comes over to him and shviyas and he wants to buy the pora and he doesn't want to sell it to him. Usually the previous years, the Yid knows why he doesn't want to sell it to him. He's not stupid. He knows that you're not allowed to do malacha in Shviyas, and that's why you don't want to sell it to me, because I'll do malacha within Shviyas. So Memele, so could be by Mecher, there's also a problem of Darkei Sholem, because the Lekeach can figure out why he doesn't want to sell. But Tosfos says, that means a guy, a bishlam ayid that knows halachas, so he knows there could be another reason why he doesn't want to sell to him, because he's choshet him, so this will bring about darkei sholem. But a guy doesn't know halachas, so if he tells the guy, yeah, I don't want to sell it to you, so finish. So the guy knows why he doesn't want to sell it to him, will be choshet him. The guy b'chal doesn't have these concepts. And there it says that you're permitted to sell to a guy because maybe he'll shecht it, not lavay dezore. So we see klar that alone is a svara lahatir. So that alone is a svara lahatir. So we're back. So why need darkei sholem? V'oit. The alkocha chosim la mishum darkei sholem midaloiton hiluache meman nefshech. If there the heter is all these halachas, when there's a tliya, maybe it might be used for the heter, works also with the factor of darkei sholem. So we have a whole perek that is telling us halachas of darkei sholem. So it should have been brought in our perek also. Why wasn't these dinim brought? The yesoid of these dinim are built on darkei sholem. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. He makes an akimte. We're speaking about a woman that she only has peirishvius. We know this. We're speaking about that she only has peirishvius. So here we don't have the heter of. Here we don't have the heter of the heter of Beis Hillel, that maybe the keli will be used for a dover shel heter. What do you mean a dover shel heter? She's borrowing enough of a kavore, and I know the pantry and the refrigerator is all stacked up with peiros shviyos. I know klo what it'll be used for. Hilkach ilav mishum darkei shalom. Habosa, some mail. That's why our Mishnah is say darkei shalom. Ube meches, and now Tosfos is going to go back. So now Tosfos says I don't have any hechech. So I could say the way I started off from the beginning and saying be meches bechlal. There's no union of darkei shalom. Loishayech darkei shalom. Osa heched alekel mitli. So Memele, there's a heter of Mecha, the heter is out tliye. And if there's no tliye, so there's no heter. V'chein mashme b'Yerushalmi. And that, it would seem like that in Yerushalmi also. This is a kimta, many times in the kimta in our Mishnah, which no one mentioned it, that we're speaking about that we know that she only has peirishviyot. The comma in the Rishalmi, it says, it is a tliya of the heter. The comma, ani oimer, nofo, she's lending her a sieve, lisper bo mois, that she'll be able to count money, use the sieve to count money. Kavore, lechababay, chayl, she'll be able to sieve sand. Rechayim litchem by samonim, tano litmen by unin shel pishtam. So it's very interesting. So the Yerushalmi is also mentioning tliyas over here. I mean, the Yerushalmi says pshat in our Mishneh because there is a mokem litlois that it will be used for a dover shaleta. So now, Kan Shoyel Aben, so why does the Yerushalmi have to search far-fetched cases, what each of these kelim will be used for? It'll be used. She has peiros shel heter. What's the problem? Who says she'll use them for peiros shel shviyos? Normally these are kelim which are used for peiros. It'll be used for peiros shel heter. So we see klar in the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi understood that our Mishnah is speaking about, that she only has peiros shel shviyos. So the Yerushalmi held. Mashme the Meirid, the Einloi. Mashme the Meirid, the Einloi, Tvuah shel heter, lemitlibo. There's no Tvuah shel heter. Fine. Number one. So that's a raya to the Rabbeinu Tam. But now we're back where we started from. But the Yerushalmi says weiter a heter of tliya. So if the Yerushalmi is saying a heter of tliya, so why didn't he dake shalom? When there's a tliya, so you can be tailor that the kelim will be used for dvarim shal heter, so why do we need dake shalom? So Tosfos says, Vahi the Yerushalmi le'ave tliya gemure kepore l'shchite, din kebeloi darke sholim nami avishori kemoi b'moichel. So now Tosfos puts all the pieces of the puzzle in place. That there's two types of tliyas. There's a tliya which there's a real suffix, who says b'chlal will be used for issa, maybe be used for heta. When we have such a tliya, a person is selling a pore, who says it will be used for charish, it may be used for shrite. So memele, if I have such a tliya, then you don't need bechlau the heter of darke sholem. That is a grota heter. If there's a sofik bechlau, it will be used for you, so I don't have to be machna. Now our Mishnah that does mention darke sholem, and the Yerushalmi mentions tliya, so this is because darkei sholem isn't the heter gomel. So here we need a tziruf, but since there is a far-fetched possibility that it might be used l'tzayirich davar heta, and we have a darkei sholem factor also, so we are matter of darkei sholem, since it's not borel that a nisa will be done with it. But right, we have to rely on a far-fetched, but this is the, that's al darkei sholem, al darkei sholem. We rely on a far-fetched clear. V'im taima leperish Rabbeinu Tam. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the whole problem is only when there's avada yisa, then you're not permitted to lend the keli. They need a heter of daki sholem. V'im taima. The perish Rabbeinu Tam, my por bigmore, maishno reisho, u maishno seife, given the bavadai, be perish shviyis ayri. He says, the reisha asels, leisiva, leisitrain imo. The reisha asels to be messiah with a meloch. It's very good. Be messiah with a malocha, bechlal. It's there's no clear whatsoever. So there's no hetam darkei shalom. So the Gemara, but in the sefer it says that by ama oretz it is mutter. So the Gemara asks, maishna reisha, maishna sefer. Why by Moritz is it mutter? Like Taisvus, given the bavadai be perish shvi is airi. So Taisvus asks, so here I'm being Messiah and I'm Moritz in the Sefer. It's a suffix. Maybe it's pebble. Maybe it's not pebble. Maybe it was mafresh. Philip, a good read, the minatera reba amaratzim asrim. So, Rabbonon, not They weren't samech on the roif, but al kaponim it's a suffix, and we have a suffix already, we have heterim. So maybe that's the reason. V'shaloima v'kasover ha-shas, v'achmo rabonon v'tfuas ha-chshudim, ki'ilei hu bevadai tevel d'ukmei ha-chazok. That means the minute that Chazal said that we don't rely on roif, so we don't have the heter of roiv. So without the heter of roiv, we shtal on chazoke. That means before the suffix, it was zicher becheskas tevel. So Chazal are saying that it's still becheskas tevel. It's still becheskas tevel. We don't rely on roiv. So memelos, it's also called aming mesayeya and avada yisa. Rechayim v'tanu. Now, when it speaks about the kelim that are permissible by perish shviyis and are permissible by amoretz, which it's either speaking about an amoretz l'gabi maisres or amoretz l'gabi tumi v'taro. So it's very interesting. Here it says four kelim: nofo, v'kavoro, v'rechayim v'tanu. And we're speaking about the same tvuah, and here we just mention nofa v'kavor. So it's very interesting why in the first case we mentioned four kalim which are normally used for these peiros, and in the second case we only mention two kalim. That's Taisus Kasha. Be'eshes ha'ma'oretz le'tana tana v'richayim. So Taisva says a few terutz. Terutz number one, Mishum de tone nofa v'kavore. He wants to say a lot to learn to kelim. He wants to say more. Evu adin rechaim v'tano diyaged olav rei. It doesn't have to be to repeat everything. Not to ruchle. So in the first case, he said these four kelim, which are normally used in the prepare to prepare the food. So he means these four also. He chaps on two. Inami. Mishum detano ein derech lahashiloi. De metama. Betoin shvire. At the second case, the first case we're speaking about, we'll see soon in Tosis, we're speaking about achoshet ala shviyis. That's it. There's only choshet ala shviyis. And they're not choshet, they don't call them a namoretz. They're choshet an shviyis. So the nizah betumah vetare. A namoretz is not nizah and tumah vetare also. But a choshet ala shviyis is nizah betumah vetare. It's choshet ala shviyis. So Memele, so Taisve says, so a person will never rent. We're speaking about practical cases. Who's gonna lend Tano? Amoritz Tano. You lend your Tano and say goodbye to everybody. It's Makabel Tume. Tano Shalcheres. The only way it can become Toyer is only through Shvira. So, we won't lend the Tano. We won't lend the Tano. Tano. Va'aydi de Loitone Tano, Loitone Rechai. So it didn't say Rechaim either, but it didn't say, there's a set of Tana Rechaim, didn't say Tana, didn't say Rechaim. The Dvar Yaakov brings down from the Goyin says another reason why it didn't say Rechaim. What's the Yisra's Kasha? I mean, Rechaim is like a Nofa Vekavore, that, how do you lend a Nofa Vekavore to the Amoritz? You lend it, and after you get it back, you go to the Mikvah and you table it. I mean, it's not a Kvelt, a Tana, you have to break, so that you don't lend. So Taisus Kasha was Rechaim. You can also Toivul. Rechaim is about Tvila. So the Goyin says Rechaim, it seems, was very difficult to Toivul. So, number one, and there's a lot of parts there, you have to make sure that there shouldn't be a Chitzitze Bishas to Tvila. So the Goyin says, you don't to say Rechaim also, just like you don't lend a Tanu Tama or Tzuz Choshedan Tume, you don't lend a Rechaim either, because of this reason. Aber bei Chashuda Ashviyis, loy metame, loy Chashuda Atume, an Amoretz is Choshed Antume. Chashuda Ashviyis is not Choshed Atume. Miyu Koshe, de bepeirik at kamot nat, a Choshed al ze va al ze, peirish Ashviyis va amaisres, Choshed al hatayres. The Chosh al Tal, so it says, claw, a person who has a, b'choshet him, that is, choshet an shvi, is that person is choshet an taras, so the whole teretz goes down the drain. So, memele, so v'shem ha'osam b'tumas peiris, abel ha'tumas ha'guf le'choshet. So Taisu says, they're speaking about tumas peiris, that they eat peiris t'meyim. That's what it's speaking about over there. The choshet, a person's choshet on shviyas, he eats peiris shviyas, he'll eat peiris tmeyim also. But it doesn't mean that a tumas haguf loy choshet, it won't be metame the tanda berechaim. Now, Gemara asked Akash, we have over here that it says by an amoretz, one is permitted to be Messiah with Malachis, and by Shvi is not permitted to be Messiah. So we hear there two Mahalchim in the Gemara. Abaye said, but we're speaking about a Ma'oretz L'Gabi Ma'iser, in Roiv Amaratze Ma'asrim, eh? So the whole Iser that I'm being Messiah, Evra Veire, this whole thing is Achshoshe Ba'alme, because Roiv Amaratze Ma'asrim. So Achshoshe Ba'alme, there's no Iser Siyua, because of Darkei Sholem. Asha Ein Kein, by Shviyas is, when that matters, Siyua B'Shas HaBeire. That was Abayis Teretz. And Rove held note that if we're speaking about an Amoretz that's Choshed HaMaisres, it should be Yosser. Now speaking about an Amoretz that Choshed, and that will be Metam Mechulin, that's an Isser the Rabbonon, and to be Messiah, or someone in an Isser the Rabbonon, they were Matan. Al Darkei Sholem. Zuk Toisvis. Now Toisvis explains the Machlokes Abai Vorov. Abaye Mekel Tvei L'Sayeya B'Maiser Mi Betume V'Tare de Rabbon. Kedemuchach B'Somoch. Now, That means Tosfos holds that because the Gemara asks Akashem an Rove from the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer says, "Mi avu mishetatel esamayim loisiga imo." So Zakashe, if you say you Rove, you say that what? That you're permitted to be Messiah, even though they're metamachulun, because to meschulun is only a drabonon. So the Gemara understood as follows. Mishetatel mayim, you're not allowed to be Messiah because it's mukshel kabotume, and therefore you're being Messiah to, after it's mukshel being Messiah, that thing with metamachulun. The Reisha is speaking about that it wasn't mukshel kabotume, so therefore you're allowed to be Messiah. That's how Abaye learned Pshat in the Mishnah. So Mamel, it's very good. So Abaye had no problems. That means an Amoretz is choshed on Tume, an Amoretz is choshed on Maisres. So Abaye said like this, Herzach Tzu, on Maisres we're speaking about, it's only Achshash Baume, so you'll have to be Messiah. Alts Tume, the Reisha is speaking about that it was a Mukshel Kabel Tume, and when it's Mukshel Kabel Tume, so then you're not allowed to be Messiah, I'm a Oritz, Alts Tume. That's how Abaye held. That means Abaye, the only, Abaye was only made by Maisres, Alts, Reiva Maratza Masrim, but Nisa the Rabbonon of Vimetam Achulon, Abaye was Machmer. Rove by Maisres, Vinahapachul. That's the problem over here. It's v'nahapachul. When it would be an amoretz l'maisres, and then Rava says it's a big problem. I allow to be Messiah. But speaking about amoretz to Ramea, it's only the gabi tume, and tume, you allow to be Messiah. So it's mamish bum faker Abaye and Rava. That's what Tosis is going to speak about. Abaye mekel tveil esayeyo b'maiser mi betume v'tare de rabona. Kedemuchach besomuch, and we just said the lomdus. The lomdus is very good because maisres zonyach shor shebal meivaroyv over there. Roiva maratza maasre. Some mail there's no problem. Masha ain came by tumah if he's an amoretz is choshed on tumah. So there, we don't have any roivs over there. Some mail not allowed to be misayeya. The rove ipche. Rove holds faker by maiser. We have to be machmer, and by metamechul, we don't have to be machmer. So Taisa says like this: V'rove name Yisrael reiv amoretz maaschenei. Rove also is moide reiv amoretz maaschenei. V'hikilu b'tmai b'peik afalpi b'peik b'mei madlikin. Avosava hocha afal gav de reiv amoretz maaschenei. Now, the words of Taisvus are very difficult. So what is Taisvus saying? Well, he Rava also holds that, he also holds of the Roy, but it's an Isser Dmai. And therefore, you're not allowed to be Messiah. So perhaps we could say, so there's a kasha here. So Isod Mai, so that's an Isod Rabbonon. Metame Chulun is also an Isod Rabbonon. So what is Taisus answering? Yeah, here is an Isod Mai. Well, there is an Isod Metame Chulun. For now, maybe later in Taisvis, later we'll see maybe perhaps a different Mahalach in Taisvis, Pshat in this Taisvis, but maybe for now we could say, Isa Demai Ike. It's Madna Loshen. Isa Demai Ike. L'cheir, what's a Taish Demai? The Demai is Domai. What is it? So the Isa is, not Chazal said, Midarabonon, you're not allowed to eat Demai. Midarabonon, we're clarifying what this is. Maybe it's tevel. That means midarabonon, the iser d'mai is domai. What is this? That's the iser. So the issue is we have to clear mitarabona, maybe it's double the reise. So it's no zustell to be metamachulen. Me metamachulen is an issue rabon to be metamachulen. So finished. So memela, so that rabbi said, an issue rabonon, mishum dach eshom, there's no issue you're allowed to be. Me messiah, oivrei averbe, an issue rabonon. But here there's an issa of Demai, Domai, here the issa is, like it's also, be the Rabbonon. But the Rabbonon, the issa is, I'm a chuyiv to clear, maybe it's Tevel, maybe it wasn't Mafresh. So this is Mochombo. V'osel l'sayo. Zuktaisves, v'abaye v'perikame, d'shabes, gabi l'yoichu, zov, porush, im zov, am horetz. Gemara says over there, you have two tmeim, both of them are zovim, and they don't have any problems of tume, because both of them are tmeim. Lo yoichel zov polish im zov amoret, chayish tvei, so Abaye says pshat, why not? Shema yachileno dvorim she'enom misukonim. If this zov is an amoret, he might serve him dvorim sheinim misukonim, afagav deroiv ma'asrin, verove loichayish. So Taisus is saying, we see a fakelta machloikis. That means, there's a machloikis, why azov porush is not permitted to eat with azov amoritz. So Abaye says, he might be machal him demai. That means even though Abaya holds the Isra of Demai is Achshosha Dalma, but Lamai is it's awesome. So we're afraid if they'll eat together, the Zov Amoritz will be Machal him Demai. So this is there's a new Isra of Shema Yachilanu. Abaya was Chayesh of Shema Yachilanu. He might give him from his own food and the Rove Loichayesh. Rav is, and the Isra of Shema Yachilan, the Rav wasn't chayish, that the Zov Polish will eat from the Macholim, from the Amoret. So that's a different Machloikis, Bechlau. But here, in the Isra, L'sayeya, Oivrei Aveira, here Abaya holds the Aveira of, Oivrei Aveira of Achilas Dmai is is Achshosha Balme, so they didn't ask her. There's no Issa L'Sayeya, and Rav holds this an Issa L'Sayeya. Bekitzer, Rav has said that our Mishnah is speaking about Rameyer's Amoretz. We're not speaking about an Amoretz of the Rabbonon, an Amoretz of the Rabbonon is speaking about Yischoshed HaMaisres. Our Mishnah is speaking about Rameyer's Amoretz and Yischoshed HaTumah Betar. In the Issa Tumah V'Tahor, you're permitted to be Mesayeh in Amoretz because only Nisa D'Rabbon. Now, we have here, this Baraisa is speaking about, it's a modern, they have to understand what was Eizehu Amoretz. What is the Baraisa speaking about? Who's an Amoretz? Legabi, what halachas is the Baraisa speaking about? Is Bavidizore Bitesefte Misnayo Leinyin? This question mark, Ezel Amoretz, we hear Ramachloikis Rameya says that Koshein Oichel Chulye Betaro, Mchomse Koshein Imaisa Peroisov, it's going Leinyin Shenoisnim La'am Ha'oretz Benois Chaverim Gdoilis. Now we're speaking about Shiduchim over here. You hear here an Amoretz. He's an Amoritz, and you're allowed, and you have a chavah that has a daughter, and we want to marry off the daughter to an Amoritz. So you're permitted to marry off a daughter to an Amoritz. And there's a machlokes, if you have to make conditions with him, you don't have to make conditions with Amoritz. Before, when the Memreta is the Tnoyim, so we tell him, Rabid, you're an Amoritz, you know, so... We should make some conditions before we get into the shidduch. But poiskim imoy shloitase al gabov talos. The Chasam Sofer says as follows: Sheloi yachrichena lechel mimashen is heres beveis avia. That means that we go over to this future son-in-law and we tell him, you know, mate, you know, I'm a chover and we're nizer and tume vetare. You're not nizer, but al kaponim, that you have to make up. So to make up with him, shleitase al gabov taris, that means, you know, she has a different kitchen, a different kelim, you know, she's nizer and tume vetare. And this is a tnai in the zivug. If you mask him to this, is good. But this is the tnai. There's no need for it. He won't force. He understands, there's machmirim and mekilim. He's from the mekilim. She's from the machmirim. There's no need even to speak this out. Uktoni basve, ezel amoretz, kol sheina oichloi chuyoi betaro. We're speaking about such an amoretz. Divra Rameh. The given the maaser, so Ramei was speaking about stickle erlich amoritz maisres he gives. Ein lahach merolav shloila siyoy baschov. He's not doesn't need chulin betare. No, so Ramei. So for this, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds you don't have to make a tnai with him. He's an understanding person. And the Tanakama holds that, you do make a tnai, but al kaponim, with such a maharetz came in a handle, and there's no problem. V'chachomim shor, afilu ainu maaser. V'chachomim say, no, afilu is an maharetz, that's not ma'avdis choshadan maisres, the tinek tacht of divrei chaveres, that means that even if he's a bigger maharetz, there's still no shtel to the shidduch. You can marry off. I think the Sam Sefer brings down Rav Shimon Gamliel married off his daughter to Shimon ben Samuel HaKoyin. It was an amoretz. So he stayed in the Pesach, the Tesefta. Fine. So al koponim, so that's what we're speaking about. Ezel amoretz, we're speaking about that they were matter at Bonis Doilis. I mean, if she's a ketan, forget about it. And, he'll tell her what to do and don't bring me any chumras. But if she's a gedoyle, so it's permissible, according to Ramea Davke, by an amoretz, she'ena oiche chulun betare, and according to the chumim, afilu izeine ma'asem. Frektoises mimtoime bepeir koyonoitel koma Ramea eiz amoretz. Then there's also a psay question, who falls into the category of amoretz? Kol she'ene koire krishma arvis v'shaches v'bilchoysel. That's an amoretz. V'chomim oimrim kol she'ene miniach tfilim. V'naza yoimer kol she'ene loy tzitzis. V'nire dohosom a new way how to define amoretz. It says, I hear as what? V'nire dohosom osi lefushes amoretz she'em izanim olof k'namrinim b'peg shleisha she'ochlo. Shemachizim ba'alavei dosik mipek eloivim. Here we're thinking about different dinim. A gavuch I saw in the Nachlas Moshe being the Nachlas of the Feres Yaakov. What's Shanda Machloikis? Chameya says if he doesn't learn Krishma v'bilchisel, so not mizamen with him. Maybe he's, if he doesn't wear tefillin, he can't call it. Maybe he's machmer, he doesn't have a gufnoki. He's afraid he'll be Messiah Das from the Tefillin. So, you can't call him an Amoretz. And Benazah Yoimer, and Chomayim Kol Shein Meniach Tefillin. No, no. If he doesn't wear Tefillin, like a Kaftoy Monach Tefillin, he also not Mizamen. If he doesn't wear Tzitzis, no, he doesn't wear Tzitzis. I mean, you have a Chuyif to wear Tzitzis. If you don't have a Begit Shandalit in office, you don't put on Tzitzis. So he doesn't, he doesn't want to be mechaparayin the mitzvah of tzitzis. He can't call an amoretz for this. So memele, kol sheminich tefillin take, that's an amoretz, won't be mezamen. We won't take these flimsy excuses, there'll be mesiach das from thus. But if he doesn't wear tzitzis, he's not up kefreklam. And as he says, even though he doesn't wear tzitzis, that's also an amoretz because he's mafki himself a mitzvah. What do you mean? He had an opportunity to become a mitzvah, and then he's makiv a mitzvah tzitzis, he's also an amoretz. The kids that we had in the Gemara, We hear in the Gemara as follows, that Rabbi said that what you're permitted to be Messiah and Ashes Am Ha'oretz, Achenes, Merakedes, Imo, is speaking about Am Ha'oretz Terameya. And since it's only in Israel, the Rabbonim, to be Metam Echulen, they were matter, Shem Darkei Sholem, to be Messiah. So the Gemara asked Akasha, so what's Pshat in the Sefer? Ava Mishotatolas Hamayim Leisigayim. And the Gemara understood, Mishotatolas Hamayim means, because then, it's Mukshel Akabal Tume, and then you're not allowed to be Messiah. That's what the Gemara understood. So we see, not allowed to be Messiah, Messiah, Anam Ho'oretzus Choshud Lechel Chuloi Betume. So, Rav said no. Because there is an issa of chale, betumas chale. That means the by being misayeya, with the gilgale issa. That's harashi said pshat. It means if metat ma'inai misayeya in the gilgale issa, so misayeya in tumas chale. That means now it's through the gilgul becomes chayev bechale, becomes tovul lechale. And this person is choshed on tumah, so memele. So here's a shayla of tumah deraiser. Rashi says mishmeres trumaisai, ovid lo shimer. And we see a mayor because after there's an isa messiah. Feel when it's in the tevil the kestate. Feel before afrosh. There's an isa to be mafresh, to be metamit, and therefore there's an isa to be messiah. Reishe tumas chulen beseifer tumas chal. Ve'im taima. Mishum chale litzeru mishas breira trina vahakode. Vaitaisus amiridike kashe. So that means that here it says in the Mishnah only mishas gilgul heise. Or mishahitl bomayim. But before then it's mutter. But this is all, I'm being misayeya, chine nakode are pa'ulas which are being misayeya, and now they have flour with which to make challah, which will be made betumeh. So these pa'ulas should also be awesome. So you'll tell me, no, we're not up to the chiyuv challah yet. One is not permitted to cut off peiris, grapes, in Yisrael ha'isa peiraisa betume, af agav d'shori ha'asa m'mayvet keichavim, im Yisrael ha'asa, mishum d'tavlo l'trume. So there the Yisrael is, because it's going to be tevel letrume. Eventually, you'll make wine out of it. Hafel gav dat she yered leboira yikve loy nigmero melachte letrume. So we're speaking about a person is cutting grapes. He's not permitted to cut grapes with a yid who's choshud on tume, betume. And l'chayra, the reason is because it will become eventually tovel etume. It becomes tovel etume b'shas. It becomes wine. But the previous processes which are needed to be made, before it becomes wine, are also wasa. So Taisus asks, Amar de Kekashe. So over here it says that Boira is Muta, Teichen, Boira is also processes which are Machshir, the Asiyas Challah. That means it has to become flour before you'll be able to make Challah. And when the Challah will be made, it's going to be made Betumah. That's what we're speaking about over here. And that's why Mishir Hitl Bamayim. We should tattle some mayim, not all three messiah. We speak about an issa tumadi araise. But Payoset says the Issa only starts Mishatatl Bomayim. But she's permitted to be Boira, Teichen with her. And there it says, Betzir is also, Chotche Filu, the Chiev Trume, is Chal, Bishas, it becomes Yain. Bishas, Kma Malach. Lenima Malach, the Litrume. Viesh Loima, the Loido. So Taisa says it's not similar. The Hoche, in Mafresh, Kaidem Gilku. If he'll be mafresh before Gilgul, and the Nachlas Moshe says before Gilgul means before Atolos Mayim also. Because if you're mafresh after Atolos Mayim, it gets a shame chal. But he has a Mishnah chal. But the he mafresh koidem Gilgul, ain't shame chal olel. That means if you'll take flour, I'll be mafresh chal now when it's flour. So it's nothing. Kozman, there's no combination of water and flour, so you can't make it chal. Fine. Avol hosom, chal shem trume koidem gmal malachte. But over there, by betzire, when you're cutting the grapes, so what if you'll be, so there's no chiyuv tevel. It's not chetevel, it's before Gmar Melocha. The Gmar Melocha is when it becomes wine. But what if you decide to be mafresh trume then and there? Made it trume. So it's trume. It's finished. You can make it trume. Kigoyim maiser shegdimoy b'shiboyla. The Gemara says if you're mafresh maisres, when it's before it was processed, it's before Gmar Melocha, so it's maiser. So, fine. So there, let's just say the Ivra before we say the Lomdas. So by Betzire, we are doing something with a fruit that even though it's not Chayev Betrume, but you can be Mafrish Trume now. So therefore there's an Issa L'Sayeya, someone who's going to do it Betrume. Masha Enkein, when you're Teichen, we are being Misayeya in something which cannot become chala as yet. And then, so Taisa says, there you could make it chala, we can make it trume, before Gmar Melocha. Begam also, b'achilas kva, imi derabonon, Chazal asked already, navelateve n'achilas kva, only an achilas harai. So that means, mi derabonon, Chazal gave it already a din tevel, that it's already Trume me'urev boi, midarabon, before Gmar Meloch. Mikol mokim osa hoche mishetato lamayim afa gavle mechayve b'chalo ashe tigalko. Now, let's just understand what Taisvis is saying. There are two afanim, and perhaps at the end of the Taisvis we'll get a little smarter, but the Nachlas Moshe says there's two afanim how we can understand Taisvis. One is not permitted to be Messiah as someone whose bites are betumen. Now, what is the problem? So the problem over here, according to Rove, the problem is because in every Betzire there is a potential tumor ready. So Taisus is saying that the Machos Moshe says to Mahalchim, that if we see after Betzire, it can be Koyre Shem Trume. Now, when you Koyre Shem Trume, Al Kochoch, there's Trume B'Koyach in the grapes already. Koyre Shem. So it's there already. So there's a potential Trume in grapes before Gmar Meloch. I'm not Mechuyev to be Mafrish. There's Dinim, the Chiyev Tevel, the Chiyev Misbedeshma, everything is Chal with Gmar Meloch. But Al Kaponim, there's a potential Truma there already. By Kemach, when I'm Toichen Kemach Lagabi Chale, there's nothing. There's no potential Chale. I'll say a Reizu Chale, it's Gonish Medonish. There's no, it's not Tovul Lachale. Mishetatel Boy Mayim, you can make Chal already. Then there's also potential Chal. So the Nachlas Moshe wants to say one of two Mahalchim. See, either Taisvis is saying, just like Rashi had said, that you're not allowed to be Messiah, and I'm Oretz at Choshed Antume, Mishatatl by mine as mishmeres trumaisai. That means there's already a din, one is not permitted to be metame trume. One is not permitted to be metame chale. There is trume here already. That means even though I'm permitted to eat it, no, but there's a trume bekoyach here already, and there's an issa min ha-toyre letamois. By grapes, b'shas mishas b'tzire, because it can be k'ayrishem trume. By kamach, mishetatl by mayim, because it can be mafresh chala. So that means, even though in these both cases, there's no chiyuv, but already there's a din of mishmeres trumeisa. That's one mahalach he wants to say. And the second mahalach he wants to say, there's a posik, on the satem oiso la'arin ha-koyin, the Gemara darshins that you should see that it should be able to be given to Aaron HaKoyen that he should eat it b'kohunosa. It's the Chazal darshin from the posuk that that's right, it's mutal on you not to be metame the tevil. It should be because it should be able to be given to Aaron HaKoyen to eat. So it could be this issa of being metame tvue. So even though it is not as yet tevil, but since it's a potential, there's a potential tumen there, so it's mutal on minatoyre, not to be metamid. So we have two mahalchim, either else the kedusha shaboy, and there's a dinner ready mishmeres trumoisai, or else the schus matone shaboy, that means since already we can be mafresh tumen, we can be mafresh chala mishatadla by mayim. So already this chusei momen hashevet already, so it's mutl on you. Min ha-toyre nata will be mafsid, the chelik momen hashevet by being metamed. So, Tosfos finish, shalom al Yisrael. So it's good, according to Rovin. Umi yukoshe. This nana mihosem bepeik Rabbi Shmuel. But Al Kaponim, let us get things straight. That about by chala, trine, since there's no potential chala then, so then there's no issa to be metame, so there's no issa to be taken together with an amor, it's because I'm not doing anything wrong. It's only metame chulon. Metame chulon is, you'll have to be mesaye, mishum darke shol. So these are pulas which are done already after Gilgul Ha'isa, Gilgul Ha'isa. V'toni alo loy boirerin imoy. Oh, here we're in hot water. Here it says loy boirerin imoy. You're not allowed to be boirer the chitem. By a nachtum who's oise betume. Hazoi steht in the bereise. Now, as Messiah evrei avere. Now, the only thing he does wrong, he's oise betume. You're not allowed to be beire. In our Mishnah it says that, you're allowed to be an eishes amaoritz, you're allowed to be beire, and teuchen, and marake, you're allowed to do these pulas. So we have here a problem. We have a problem, which is Mr. Barais of the Chayostira Tarmish. Yerushalmi Porich, Yerushalmi Yester Kasha, that's a stira. Here it says, Loi Boirerin. And here it says that you're allowed to be Boirer. Yerushalmi Porich, Mishani, Kan Beloiseis, Kan Besheinei Loiseis. So the Yerushalmi says as follows, that the Baraisa is speaking about a made lesisa. Lesisa is a cleansing process of the chitim. It means, in other words, the mukshal lekabel tumah. This cleansing process was done. The mukshal lekabel tumah. So then you're not allowed to be mesayayim if he's oise betumah, not to be mesayayim. Our Mishnah is speaking about that, that it wasn't without lasisa, so it's not mukshal lekabel tumah, so boyer, there's no problem whatsoever. Now, this Yerushalmi is very good according to Abaye. That's Abaye Lomshat. Abaye said, and Amma Oretz is The Isser of Amoretz is there's a Nisser to there's a Nisser to be Mesayei and Amoretz and Tumas Chulin. If it's Moksha, the Reish is speaking about it, it's not Moksha. The Seif is speaking about Shetata Banayim, it's Moksha, then you're not allowed to be Mesayei. That's how Abayilim Pshat. Abayilim Pshat that we're not speaking about Bechlal. We're speaking about, you know, we may say, as the Issa, the Rabbonon, of Bimetamachul. So, Memela, this Yerushalmi is beautiful according to Abay. But according to Rava, Rava holds you allowed, as we just said, Rava says you're allowed to be Messiah, and Amaoret, I feel it was Murshah, Mishatatl by mind, and it's Tumma, it's a Tumma de Reise of Chala, but Kaida Mishatatl by Mayim, there's only an Issa of Metamachulin, you'll have to be Messiah, Latamachulin. So, Rav is in hot water. Here we have a problem. Nezalmi Porich, Mishani Kan Beloises, Kan Mishani Loises. Mi, Haishinui Leis Yashu, Elalabai. This is only going according to Abai. The Mach Melinian Tume, Tve Melinian Demai. So it's very good. So our Mishnah is speaking about its Lei Hufsha, and they're speaking about that it's Hufsha. Avol Rove, Shoref Elabo Hufshu, Kim de Tumas Chulanu, Loi Osal Meshetat Alamayim. And then it's also out Tumas Chale, but Tumas Chulan, there's no problem whatsoever. So what is Rove going to do with this stire? We have here, it says, you're not allowed to permit it with Tony Lolloy Boyren Imoy. Rabbi Netam Tiritz, the Hosem Ho'oise Peres Betumek Tony. Nachtim Shoyo Oise Betumek. Mashme devadai betume ka'obet. He zicha does betume. He does it al tashite. He's not, and he's choshut. He does it vade betume. Mashme devadai betume ka'obet. V'chein nachtem ho'oise betume. Lohochi ichmiru b'shas betzire u'breire. Avol hoche loy airi elo b'choshut ba'alme. So the Chazanish says Pshat in the Radis Rabbein Etam, that the Rabbein Etam is saying as follows. Our Rave that said that you're not permitted, that you are permitted to be Messiah, someone who's choshut, and an amoret that's choshed on tume, that's davke, we have two factors. Factor number one, tume schulon is ad rabona, and factor number two is only choshed on tume. It's not vada is going to be metame. Then rova was meikel on tume. But if he's vadai, If he's vadai metame, so then you're not allowed to be misayaya. Then you're not allowed to be, only a choshed you're allowed to be misayaya, but not a vadai metame. So memele, that's how the Chazanish says pshan. So the Chazanish says nochein volk. So now we don't have to say the whole lomdus we said before. We asked the kasha before. Betzire is also. We asked for betzires also, so now to be boitzer with someone who's oise betume. So Tosfos say a holomdus betzires also as the trume shaboy. It's already since you can make it trume, so there's a din trume. It's not to be metame trume. The Rabbi Netam said that's being a person who does is vade metame. The Chazanish is mavayer betzire has a din of muchsher because betzire and it's aimed. The Chazanish brings up Sarashi that Betzir already has it in Muksha already lekabel tume. So Memele, so the Isser is Latame. If you are handling with a person who's Vavi Metame, Isser Betume, so Memele, then there's an Isser to be Milsayeye, to be Metame Chulun also. If he's Vavi Metame Chulun. Our Mishnah is speaking on our Moritz, that's Choshud Latame. By Choshud, then we're Mekel. That's how the Chazanish says pshat in the shtickle of Tosfos. When Tam Tiras, Tosfos, Maisa Beres, Betumek Toni. משמע דבדה בתומה קובן, וכן נחתם מויסה בתומה, לא חייחמירו מישה ספציחי או ברירה, אבל לא עצתומה, אבל לא חלערל בחושת בעלמה, פירי. והוא דפוריך הוכה מן תכנן, לא איך לי פירס בתומה, now here it says you're not permitted to be taken, לא איך לי פירס בתומה. So it's a question, Rove says, he'll have to be Messiah. Maybe it's speaking about his vada metame. So Taisu says, לא איך לי למשמה אלך שודה בעלמה. וחושת גורל לבוסו הוך. It only means עכשיו, it doesn't mean more later calls a חושת. So that's that. ואם תאימה, פרקם הדנידה אמרינן, נן הוסם, נוילד לו סופק תומה עד שלא גלגלו. It was Noilad Asofik Tumah before Gilgul Ha'isa. Te'osa betumah. He can make it betumah, no problem. Mishe Gilgulo. Te'osa betayra. Then you're not allowed, you have to make it betayra. V'hocha osrinon, mishe tatel l'mayim. Here we asa mishe tatel l'mayim. That means here it says in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to be Misayeya. Before Gilgul, Mishatatul Amayin is not allowed to be Misayeya. And there it says that Achaloi Gilgulo Teyosa Betumah, Mishagilgul Teyosa Betar. V'yeshloima, Deshani Hosam Dekfar Noiladlo Sofik Tumah, Echashinen Kol Kamadlo Echai V'Bachalim, V'ein Hefzid L'Koyim, ובלהפוכי לא יוכל הכהן אסחל, אבל הוכי בתהירה עושו משתת על המים. Now let's just explain what Taisus is saying about. Taisus is saying as well, we mentioned in the beginning that there's two reasons why one is not permitted to be metamet tevel. One reason is mishmeres trumah, so we say one is a trumah there, so it's a potential trumah, a trumah. So you're not allowed to be metamit. And then we said another cheshbon. There's a cheshbon of that we being mafsed the koyin. So there's a yiridei the kisser and a cheshimishpat the kisser. Man is kuna. So here Taisus is saying as follows. Here Taisus is being magdil what Taisus says. Taisus says like this. They're speaking about that was neilad lo sofik tumen. Was neilad sofik tumen. So before Gilgul ha'ise, there's no chiyuv truma yet. There's no chiyuv truma. So Taisa says, there the whole issa to be metame is only an issa if there's no chiyuv truma. So the whole issa to be metame is because I'm mafsed the koyin. So if it's neilad lo sofik truma, I'm not mafsed anything. He can't eat it side by side. So I'm a meiler, so I'm allowed to be metame. There's no chiyuv truma. There's no chiyuv chala. So memele, so there's no issa of mishmeres truma isai. But since there's a potential, so I'm not allowed to be mafsed the koyin. I have to be I'm not permitted to be mafsed the koyin. But if he's mufsed tzivasais, I have nothing but to worry about. Mishagilgul, if there's noilad lo sofik tume, mishagilgul, now there's a chiyuv chala. When there's a chiyuv chala, so now there's another issa. Now there's an issa of mishmeres trumoisai. Now I'm not allowed to be metameh. So even though trumoisai bein tluya, bein toiro, that means even though it's sofik tomei, but you're not allowed to make it vavei tomei. So that's in over there. They're speaking about neilah sofik tomei. So till Gilgul haisa. That means even mishetatel by mine, you're still allowed to make it betumah. Because the isa to make it betumah mishetatel by mine is only the isa that's hefset koin, and there is no hefset koin. Darkem mishegilgul not allowed to be metame, because now since it's a chiyuv chal already, it's this chayiv v'chalas, so now there's an isa, mishmeres trumoisai. Vashenkein, our Mishnah is speaking about, we only have someone who's choshed on tumah. It's not called that it's a neidah by sofik tumah. We don't speak about ma'oritz, it's choshed on tumah, Mishnah. So memele over here, Over here, so now Mishnah, Mishatatl Bamayim, so it's already, even though there's no Chiyuv, but he could be Mafresh Chala after Atolas Mayim, so Memela, so there already there's a Nisa al Tefsid Koyim.